Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So they're bringing the Frasier reboot to Paramount. If you're a subscriber or a fan of that show, I'm a longtime fan of that show. I've probably watched that series, I'm guessing close to 50, 60 times. It's a funny show. Yes, it's a little dated. You got to get used to the laugh track if you go back and try to watch it again, but it's still really good writing for the most part. Now, the reboot's going to be based in Boston, Massachusetts. Niles, Daphne, and Roz aren't going to be part of the show. And Kelsey Grammer is just amazing. I don't know how they're going to pull it off without that dynamic between him and his brother Niles on the program, but I'm definitely going to watch it, and I can't imagine Kelsey giving a bad performance. My big concern is that they're going to lean too heavily on like this new cast, and God knows how that's going to be put together. It could be a train wreck. Definitely feels like this thing's kind of been put together at the last minute, so I'm expecting anything. And they kind of have to bring the laugh track back, which is kind of like a weird thing these days. 2023, I don't watch a lot of modern shows that have laugh tracks. I'm sure they're out there. And it's not like they could bring Frasier back without a laugh track. You kind of need that. But it can be pretty distracting if you're not accustomed to it. Now, if you've been following the tragedy out of Lahaina for any amount of time, you know that they originally told people to stay away from Maui. Don't come here because it's awful. It's Armageddon. Lahaina is gone. Their people have died. Stay back. Now they're saying, wait a second, we miscalculated. We need the tourists to come back, otherwise we're going to starve to death. Which is an interesting kind of thing that happens, right? Human beings, come on. On one side of the street, you have hundreds of houses that have been burned to the ground with bodies still in them. Right across the street is a beautiful beach where there were still people playing and snorkeling and having fun, which is, people are understandably going to get upset. But do you see what happens? Do you see what happens, Lebowski? It's like there's just no cool heads in a crisis situation. And maybe that's really all it comes down to, because you can't really be too judgmental in this case. I understand why they had that reaction, but was it the right one? So book a flight to Maui. They're cheap right now, and you can get a room for a decent rate. Maybe you can do some volunteering while you're on the ground out there. Speaking of human behavior and doing complete 180s on logic, now, according to a new study from a bunch of Swedish people, taking dietary supplements full of antioxidants could actually help cancerous tumors grow. Throw this on the ash heap of items that are good for you 1 second, bad for you the next, and then good for you again. And don't tell me this is science. It's not scientific to flip-flop this much. Seems to me there was a time before I was born that doctors were recommending certain brands of cigarettes to people.
Yes, folks, the pleasing mildness of a Camel is just as enjoyable to a doctor as it is to you or me.
But then they learned that it can kill you from the science, and they stopped doing it. Last time I checked, I haven't heard any doctors since telling me that I should go out and buy a pack of Camels. Have you ever seen a UFO? Well, the Pentagon might want to hear from you. First, they're going to start talking to other people in the military and see what they've seen and start gathering reports. But then they want to start talking to ordinary people like they don't know what's going on up there. Come on, please. Just turn on the History Channel if you want to hear all the weird theories about what this could possibly be, interdimensional travel. Maybe aliens are human beings from the future coming back through time to watch this giant show we call Earth. Now, in all seriousness, growing up in the woods of Southern Oregon, I have seen enough things that I'm not going to tell you about here that have confirmed to me personally that we're not alone, folks. And from my perspective, we've pretty much already got full disclosure from the government. This is probably about as good as it's going to get. And props to people like Leslie Kane out there. She single-handedly legitimized the topic of UAPs and UFOs with her book, UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Government Officials Go on the Record. How about today's top headlines from Newsweek.com? Heck yeah. Donald Trump is facing financial ruin from devastating lawsuits. Aw. Tucker Carlson is a dead man walking, according to some friend of Putin's. Nobody wants to whack Tucker Carlson. Does anybody remember back in the day when that dude used to wear bow ties and he actually had some frickin' manners? Pepperidge Farm remembers. I got news for you. Tucker Carlson is nothing more than a professional wrestler, an actor, I think you'd be amazed to know how many of these people don't believe anything that they say. They just do it for the money. Oh, you don't think it's possible? I forgot. Everything on television is real. Ron DeSantis overtakes Trump in a straw poll of young Republicans. Fauci speaks out over COVID variant as mask mandates are reintroduced here and there. And a Capitol rioter praises a Trump judge for the judge ended that person nearly 20 years in jail. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you have a fantastic long weekend. For Newsweek Radio, I'm Jesse Edwards. Bye. Oh, and don't forget to like and subscribe and give us some nice comments and all the five stars and yada yada. See ya.